Anyone buying tobacco in Petersburg is paying more than they did a year ago in town. The tax on all tobacco products went up January 1st, after local voters supported it in last fall's election. Cigarettes are up to $12 a pack, and other tobacco products increased by 45%.
Several people told me that that was one of the reasons that they decided to quit.
Amy Longdrew helps addicts who want to quit tobacco. She is the Tobacco Prevention and Control Grant Coordinator for the Petersburg Indian Association. She says it often takes several reasons for a person to quit. They might want to be healthier, or maybe they saw a family member suffer from their own addiction.
And then on top of that, then here comes this tobacco tax. And now all of a sudden, they're going, man, this is now the time to quit. I've been thinking about it. I've been talking about it. And now here's this extra incentive.
That's the case for 24-year-old Kevin Cipolla. He's in Petersburg from North Carolina to work in the cannery this summer.
And it's definitely affecting how often I smoke and what I can buy. I didn't budget for this. Really, I can't afford to do anything else but quit.
But just because tobacco costs more these days doesn't mean that all tobacco users will quit. It's not enough to deter 53-year-old Rick Eklund, for example. He's just bought a pack of cigarettes at Keto's Cave in Petersburg and says over the years, the rising cost hasn't changed his habit.
It went from $1 to $2 a pack. I didn't stop then. And then when it went up to $10 a pack, I didn't stop then. So I guess you just got to make more money.
So far, the tobacco tax is bringing in about $14,000 a month to the Petersburg borough. That figure is expected to increase this summer because of more workers and tourists in town. Finance Director Jody Tao says they expect to get about $200,000 a year from the new tax. The money goes into the general fund for the borough to use as it sees fit. Tao says the tobacco tax could keep other taxes from rising.
Revenues that go into the general fund obviously are property tax and sales tax. So more money that we can collect from other sources means less of a reliance on property tax.
Petersburg's tobacco tax is following a trend in the state as communities look to new sources of revenue. But whether the tobacco tax will help keep people from smoking or chewing is still unknown. One local store owner has noticed a drop in sales. Larry Martin, CEO of Hammer and Wecon Stores in Petersburg, did not want to be recorded, but says he's seen tobacco sales go significantly down since the tax went into effect. Of course, people could be buying them elsewhere, or perhaps they truly are cutting back. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.